As in many other countries, the economy here in the Czech Republic has been taking a real battering due to the coronavirus crisis. To discuss what should be done and how the economy may look once it's all over, Ian Willoughby spoke to the Vice President of the Czech Confederation of Industry, Radek Špicar. That's in this edition of One on One.
The Czech government needs to invest hundreds of billions of crowns to shore up the economy, with the crucial auto industry particularly vulnerable. Measures being taken now will alleviate the unemployment that will inevitably follow the coronavirus crisis. And the weak crown is of no benefit to exporters if they aren't producing anything. So says the Vice President of the Czech Confederation of Industry, Radek Špicar, who I spoke to late last week.
Well, my first question is a kind of general question, and that is, at what point did you realize this is very serious, that the Czech economy is going to be in deep, deep trouble?
Well, it came very fast because the impact on hotels, restaurants and tourism in general was heavy. It was very fast and we saw the consequences immediately. And moreover, it spilled over very fast to the automotive industry, which, as you know, is the backbone of the Czech industry. And Czech industry is the backbone of the Czech economy in general. So immediately, as we realized that the automotive industry will not stay intact, we knew this would be bad.
And when you talk to employers and people in industry, how satisfied are they with the government measures we've seen so far?
We immediately started talking to the government because we knew that there would have to be a very intensive dialogue and cooperation between the businesses, employers in general, and the government. We remembered what was going on in 2009. And we immediately started talking to the government. I have to say that their response was also very quick. And we started talking immediately about necessary things that needed to be done. Our priority, number one, was the so-called Kurzarbeit, short-term work, basically. And the government reacted very fast. We introduced it very fast. But the parameters were not good enough, and it didn't work in the real economy at the beginning. But fortunately, the government changed the parameters this week at one of the government's meeting, and at the moment we are quite happy with that. But there is another thing which the government must do right, and that's the volume of the aid. And it remains to be seen whether they will be willing and ready to invest enough. And I'm afraid that we are talking about hundreds of billions of Czech crowns.
Just to go back for a second to explain to listeners, this short-time work system is one under which the state tops up workers' salaries if, for example, factories have outages or aren't working for some time. How long is that kind of system sustainable?
What's happening at the moment in the real economy is that, for example, in the automotive industry, a lot of companies lost demand in the amount of 90% within 5 days. The companies, just like they did in 2009 during the global economic crisis, are doing their best to keep employment. They are trying not to fire employees. But when you are in a situation that you don't have any demand, you are basically producing without anybody buying your products. You don't have enough cash. But at the same time, you have to pay your employees, you have to pay your loans, et cetera, et cetera. So the government really needed to contribute to salaries of employees if the company guarantees that it will not fire its people. And this is extremely important at the moment because companies don't want to fire their people.
And are there any other forms of support that the government should be giving to business apart from what they're doing already?
Absolutely. At the moment, after Kurzarbeit, the short-term work, the priority are state-guaranteed loans provided to companies through commercial banks. This money must must be available to companies very fast, very soon. The administration must be as simple as possible, and the amount of these state guarantees must be high enough. So that's what we are discussing with the government at the moment, and we hope it's the government's priority as well.
I saw an earlier interview with you in which you suggested that the government should set some date, and I quote, by which the patient can go home from hospital and not get bed sores and die in hospital. I understand why you're saying this, but is it really possible, do you think, for the government to make such a clear statement now as to when things will go back to normal, given that so much is unclear regarding the health situation?
Look, experts need to say this. It's not up to us to say, okay, the health situation is under control, we can reopen the economy. It must be said by experts. We are waiting for the decision. All we are saying is, once this is set, then the government must relieve the restrictions, because the economy is suffering, and if this stays for too long, the recovery would be really, really difficult, and it would take years to get back to where we are at the moment.
But still, surely it must be a very unenviable task for the government to have to try to walk that line between public health and also saving the economy and ultimately saving people's livelihoods.
Well, what we are counting on in this respect is that the government will be able to do massive testing, which should help the smart quarantine, meaning that we will know who is affected by the pandemia. These people will be isolated. We will know where they are, what to do with them. They will be well taken care of. And the rest, as I said, will be, you know, let go to their work and travel, etc., etc. But as I said, you know, it must be decided by experts.
What particular sectors of the Czech economy should we be most worried about in this moment?
Well, at the moment, as I said, the three sectors, they are suffering. It's accommodation, hotels, restaurants, tourism. But what we are most afraid of is the condition of the automotive industry, of course. Škoda Auto has stopped production, you know, and Škoda represents 9% of this country's economy. That's huge.
The Czech crown has fallen quite a bit against the euro since this whole crisis began. What does that mean for Czech industry?
You know, a lot of economists say, yeah, it's great for Czech exports to have a weak Czech crown. But unfortunately, you know, we cannot use it much when you don't produce or when there is no demand in the Czech Republic or abroad. It doesn't count much that the Czech currency is weaker because you don't export. And at the same time, we are one of the most open economies in the world, which means we export a lot. And yes, in this respect, the weaker crown helps. At the same time, we are also importing a lot. So for a lot of our companies, and I'm talking about big industrial export-oriented companies, what they get when it comes to their export, they lose when it comes to their import.
What about unemployment? That's going to come, obviously. A lot of people are already losing their jobs. That's obviously bad for many people. But from the perspective of employers, is there an upside to that?
No, I don't want to be one praising, you know, higher unemployment, and it will happen. But we have to keep in mind that we entered into this crisis with the lowest unemployment in the European Union. So there is some space which we will be able to use. And how big the unemployment will be, we are influencing it right now through actions of companies and through actions of the government. If we do the right things, it will be increased, but it might be relatively okay. If we don't do the right things, then it might really be a big problem for the economy in the future.
There was a piece today in The Guardian entitled Coronavirus Could Be Final Straw for European Union, Experts Warn. I know, Radek, you're a big supporter of the EU. Do you fear for the impact this crisis can have on the European Union?
Look, the European Union did not react in time. The initial reaction was insufficient. But there's no wonder it was like this, because it had no authority to act fast and to act in an efficient way, because nation states didn't provide it with any meaningful authority in this respect when it comes to fighting pandemia. And this was the same situation in 2009 during the global economic crisis. And it didn't kill the union. On the other hand, it actually improved economic planning across the union. So we are going actually not back but forward when it comes to European integration thanks to crisis. So the global economic crisis improved coordinated economic planning across Europe. Migration crisis, that's the same case in 2015. A lot of people are saying the union did not react, it did nothing, you know, this will be the end of the union. On the contrary, when you see the Eurobarometer in 2018, the support, pan-European support across all the nation states for European integration increased enormously after the both crises, after the economic crisis and migration crisis. At the moment, it's 67%. It's the highest in last 40 years because it shows that when we are coordinated, when we work together, we are stronger. When we are not coordinated, we weaken ourselves. And this crisis will have the same result. I think that we will be better coordinated next time when it comes to health policies across Europe.
My final question, Radek, is in your heart of hearts, where do you think the Czech economy will be, for example, 1 year from today?
We will survive. The economy will survive, but it will be a different kind of economy. And I'm an optimist, so I always look at the bright side of life, as Monty Python's thing. And there will be one very positive effect. We will modernize. We will be forced to modernize the economy much faster than it would be otherwise the case. So this crisis, although it's horrible, people are dying, companies will go bankrupt, which is extremely sad. I think that it will give an enormous push to what we call the Industry 4.0, the fourth industrial revolution. So we will see more of digitalization, automatization, robotization, use of digital twins, virtual reality, etc. And that's what this economy needs.
Radek Špicar, the Vice President of the Czech Confederation of Industry, was Ian Willoughby's guest in that edition of One on One.